Temptations by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
We're glad you're here this morning. By the way, we saw the first monarch I've seen this season. He was out here messing around with the flowers, and then I think he made a beeline over to the butterfly bushes over south there. And wow, that's pretty early for monarch butterflies to be coming through. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Do you have any tribulations in your life? If you don't, you're not living. I'll have to check your pulse afterwards and make sure you're still alive. Temptation, is that right? That's right up our line, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, temptations come our way all the time. Probably one of the reasons the Lord Jesus Christ himself said in his prayer, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil."
Amen.
Deliver us from evil, or on the side note, I have out there the evil one. Because if you recall, he was the one that really got all this stuff started way back there, right? Because he gave a temptation, and we as humans are liable to yield to temptations. But we have a helper. Amen?
Amen.
We have help. It's good to have good help. A good help gets a lot done. Things done that I can't do by myself. And God is there for us. God wants the best for us in our lives. And I'm grateful that we have one who helps us that's stronger than the tempter. Amen?
Amen.
Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we're grateful for that. Let's pray. Lord, guide us this morning. Help your word to come alive to us. Help us to realize that we're not on our own, that we have a wonderful Savior who intercedes on behalf of us, one who is sent the Comforter, the Helper, our Holy Spirit, who teaches us and guides us and keeps us from being overcome. But guide us this morning by your Spirit. Speak to each of our hearts. Help us to know that you are planning to be there for us when temptations come. Help us to remember to call on you and rely on you and your grace and your strength every day. For Christ's sake, amen. Wow. I like this text. I like this text because I like to know I can turn somewhere when I need help. When do I need help? Well, the old song says, I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour, doesn't it? For a good reason. A good reason. Because we are tempted all the time. But I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was tempted in all points like as we, is yet without sin, because he could make a sacrifice for us and he could provide the way for us through the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit who was sent to live inside of us, stay inside of us, to be our seal of redemption. Isn't that good to know? Even though I may fail in points, I sin and fall short, still God is there for me. And he calls me to believe upon him and call upon him for the help that I need in my daily life. God is there for us. Amen.
Amen.
He is helping us guiding us and teaching us the way. Making a way of escape. Look at those words. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you're able, but with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear. God helps us through. He helps us through. When we hit that bump in the road, it's good to know that there's somebody there that can help us through that difficult piece of territory.
Amen.
Now, we haven't been that way before, but the Lord has seen it. The Lord knows it. The Lord understands it. And He will help keep us from being overcome in those times if we trust in Him. The old song says, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. Trust. Have faith in God. Have faith in the Holy Spirit of God who lives inside of us to help us each and every day. God will not allow us or suffer us to be tempted above what we're able. Realize that. God knows what you can stand. And He knows that you can stand a lot more with Him than without Him. Without Him, I can't do a thing. But with Him, I can do all things through Christ. What blessing it is to know that when trials come, all I got to do is look up and trust in the one who's able to deliver me. The one that makes that way of escape so I can bear it. You know, we go through a lot of different trials and temptations and struggles in life, but it's good to know that I'm not alone. That I've got the Lord on my side. If I've trusted Him, I can keep on trusting and know that He will not leave me somewhere along the road. You know, it seems like everywhere I go, I find cars along the road. Do you? Abandoned for some reason or another. Like maybe it just died over there, or maybe something happened to it. I'm glad that God doesn't abandon us partway along the road. Aren't you? That I don't have to try to do it on my own. But the Lord is there to help me. The Lord wants to meet the need we have. In fact, He knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows. God understands what we're going through. I couldn't help but think, wow, we're supposed to have some warm weather for the end of September. I think it's supposed to be normally about 92 degrees or something, the weatherman said. Well, I think somebody's turned the temperature up. Maybe they think it's winter already. Right? I mean, better watch out right this week. Hopefully you got somewhere where you're not out in the heat and you don't try to do the work in the middle of the day. We have to work like they do in Arizona. They get out early and they quit quick.
Oh, yeah.
Does your boss come up with that?
Wow.
You got a boss? No boss? You got a boss? George, you got a boss? Yeah? What time is he supposed to be there? 6 a.m. in the morning. 6 a.m. is a wonderful time if you like the morning.
It's not so hot in there. Well, unless it's like 3 days already into the hot weather. Like, say this Wednesday, it'll probably be.
Yeah, 105.
By the time
105 by Wednesday?
Inside the shop at 6 a.m.
It'll be 105 inside the tin shed.
Within the first hour, you sweat.
the good old tin shed. My son-in-law has a crane and he puts up all kinds of stuff. The other day he was working down at the co-op, the local co-op. They needed some new chutes and stuff up at the head house, and so they were putting those things up. And anyway, right beside that, those white elevators, you know what white does with sun? It reflects it.
Yeah.
So he's inside of his crane, which is glass. I mean, about 85%, 90% of the cab is glass. He's inside, but right beside that elevator. And here's the sun radiating off of that onto him. That gets pretty hot in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot. It's like you're in a sauna, I guess, at least. I don't know. How hot do they get saunas? 102. Pretty hot, I think. Because you're supposed to sweat. Well, he was sweating inside and outside both, I think. But it gets hot, and that's a trying situation, but it only lasts for a little while. The Lord is there to help us in those kind of trying situations where it seems like the temperature has turned up, more pressure, more going on. What things cause you pressure? when the dollars aren't there?
When my mowers break down.
When your mowers break down, yeah. That can do it. And you begin to tally up, what's this going to cost? I'm not sure whether I got the dollars in the bank to take care of that or not. Yeah, if anybody gets thirsty, we have water downstairs, and I'll have Seth go get the next one. How's that? Does that work? Anybody need a water? Nope, I don't see a hand.
Sherry had to have one.
Good. Need to keep hydrated. That's a good thing during heat, right? Try to keep hydrated.
Amen.
Keep plenty of fluid in us, water preferably, is good. And doesn't hurt once in a while to have a few electrolytes that you might be sweating out.
Gatorade.
Something.
Little sea salt in the water is good for you too.
The water is good for you.
I looked it up. And so if you have anybody that needs it, tell them put a pinch of sea salt.
Pinch of sea salt.
I did my research, and it's the same concept.
Yes, it is, and it'll help hold the moisture in you a bit.
So I've been doing that for a few weeks now.
For a few weeks, yeah, and a few more days this week, probably, for sure.
Yeah,
probably. So, yeah. Sometimes it's a temptation to try to avoid difficult situations, isn't it? We've got all kinds of problems in our lives. And I can look forward when we'll be free from them.
Amen.
Paul says, hey, dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Well, I'm hoping, praying, that you don't have some little idols. But you know what? We can make idols out of most anything. If we put anything in place of where God needs to be, He needs to be at the top, right? When we need to worship and serve Him best of all, that becomes an idol to us. So Paul says this, verse 15, here. He says, I speak as to wise men, judge what I say. Another verse. You're supposed to be wise. You're supposed to be understanding. You're even questioning what I'm telling you. Okay? So you must be wise. Why? Paul's an apostle. Okay? Apostle. He was given the word of God. Right? I mean, where else are you going to find true wisdom? True wisdom comes from above. True wisdom comes from God. Paul had that. He says, if you guys are really wise, if you're really wise, judge what I say. You can understand what I'm saying, is what he's saying. The cup of blessing which you bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? In other words, hey, he's saying, hey, this ordinance that God has given us, we have fellowship, communion with the Lord Himself in that. Simple ordinance, only two elements, the blood and the cup. Okay? The bread which you break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? The cup of blessing, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? In other words, it represents what Christ has done for us. It reminds us that Christ has given His life's blood for us for the forgiveness, the cleansing of our sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, the Word of God says. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Christ bore our sins in His own body on the tree, on the cross. He died for us so that we could live. Those two elements remind us exactly what Jesus Christ has done for us. Next Sunday, we will have communion. I think it's always good to know when it's going to happen so I can prepare my heart and life. And I'm ready to receive those elements. And they can be a tremendous spiritual blessing to you and me as we receive those. Who are the candidates for that? Those who have received Christ as their personal Savior. What a blessing it is to have fellowship with the Lord, to know that He's in our presence where two or three are gathered. Christ said, I'm there in the midst of them. Christ is here this morning with us. He wants us to know that He cares about us. He wants us to know that we are His. And we can trust Him through all the situations of life. Trials and troubles we need not fear, because Jesus Christ is near to us, to help us and guide us and keep us from those dangers that would overcome us. You see, I'm assured that if He could, the wicked one, the evil one, Satan, would do away with all of us who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But no, the Holy Spirit is that seal upon us. He is that promise of our complete redemption in Christ, and are being with Him in glory one day. What a blessing to know those things. These things are written that you may know those things. Yes, God's Word comes alive to us. We know that the Lord is working in and through us. He says, we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Jesus said, I'm the bread of heaven. He came down to provide that spiritual meat for us, that bread. Man shall not live by bread alone. That's been one of the chores that we've had. Delivering, they call it day-old bread, but it's about 4 or 5 days old bread, actually, you know, and pastries. I'll tell you what, here's a little secret. You can get rid of all kinds of pastries to people that don't need it. You can't. Hard to get rid of bread. Hard to get rid of bread. Especially the bread that we get. Especially the bread that we get. You know, in times it gets a little older, it's not so good. But hey, the Lord, the bread of the Lord is fresh and new every time. Fresh and new. And we need to delight in the privilege we have to be reminded of what Christ has done for us, what He continues to do for us in heaven, interceding on our behalf. What a blessing it is to have a Savior that cares, that wants the best for each one of us every day. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what Christ has done for me in my life. What a blessing it is to serve Him. Yes, we are all partakers of that one bread, and that one bread is Christ. For we being many are one bread and one body, we're all partakers of one bread. Behold Israel after the flesh. Are not they that eat of the sacrifice partakers of the altar? He goes back and applies the Old Testament practice. When they brought that sacrifice, they, along with the priest, would each eat of that particular sacrifice, a portion of it. And of course, part of it was a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord that was offered up to Him. What I say then, the idol is nothing, or that is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything. But I say the thing which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils or demons and not to God. Now he's making this distinction between the sacrifice that they used to make to these various other gods, little gods, not real gods. They also made sacrifice. But that sacrifice amounted really to nothing. But, he says, we cannot have a relationship with that little God over here and the true God over here. The both are poles apart. Poles apart. One is evil, one is good. Paul said, hey, we need to separate from that. And furthermore, furthermore, he says, they have that sacrifice to demons, but it's not to God. We have a sacrifice. Our sacrifice is the true God. He said, I am the bread of heaven. I've come down from heaven to provide that drink for you. You cannot drink, in verse 21, of the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. In other words, we can't have fellowship on both sides with the devil and with the Lord. Our fellowship is with the Lord, not with the devil. And therefore, here's the bottom line. Paul said, hey, I'm not going to partake of those things. I'm not. I'm going to partake of what the Lord has provided for me. I'm going to center on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to honor Him with my life. I'm going to do what He wants me to do. Hey, there's got to be a distinction. Some in the church thought that they could go to the worship over here of those other demons and they could go to the worship with God. He said, hey, no, you can't mix that up. It's got to be one or the other. One or the other. And in fact, he's encouraging them to say, worship the Lord Jesus Christ, not these other sacrifices, and do have anything to do with those particular sacrifices. Some of them went to those because, hey, they'd get a free lunch. We'd get a free lunch. We can go to their sacrifice. We can partake of that. Listen, they say, oh, it's nothing. But hey, how do other people look at that? What would they think if we went to a demonic worship somewhere, and then we turned around the next morning and we come to Sunday school? They'd be looking at us a little cross-eyed, right? Because we'd be given mixed messages. Mixed messages. Our message has to be consistent, pure and true and right, and we know that we are serving the one and only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Him only shall I serve. Him only shall rule over my life. He is the Lord of my life. I pray and trust He's the Lord of your life too. That you love Him. You're grateful for Him and what He's done for you in your life. And you are excited about the opportunities to have fellowship with Him in our communion as we share and are reminded of what Christ has done for us. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity to share what Christ is doing in you. And you know what? When people see that you are different, God will give you a platform to share the reason I'm different. It's not that I'm so good. It's because He's so good. Amen?
Amen.
He is the Lord of my life. I'm serving Him. I'm going to honor Him. And God will give you that platform. He will allow you to share what He is doing in your life. And praise the Lord, He's not done with us yet. He's still working on us. He's transforming us, changing us into new people day after day. Does that mean that everything is hunky-dory every day? No. No, we have trials and struggles, but praise the Lord, we're not on our own. We got the Lord with us to help us every day. So Lord, increase my faith. Help my faith to grow. Help me to rejoice in You every day. Boy, sometimes, Lord, I can't rejoice over what's happening. Right? But I can always rejoice in You and what You've done and continue to do in my life. Help me, guide me, strengthen me every day. Help me to be more of what You want me to be every day of my life. I pray that God is doing those things in your life already. That He's drawing you closer and closer to Him every day. Because the Lord wants fellowship. He wants us to be united strongly to Him. So there'll be no thought of wandering off and doing my own thing. Because when we do that, we get ourselves in trouble. Because by ourselves, we can't do a thing. But with Him, we can do all things He wants us to do. Praise God. I'm thankful that God is working in your life, that He's showing you new things, and I pray He'll continue to watch over you, guide you, keep you every day, and bless you abundantly. Because that's the kind of God I know. He amazes me every day with the blessings He provides. When I line up my life with Him. May God strengthen us, encourage us, and guide us all for His glory and His honor. I pray in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful for what You continue to do in our lives. Lord, teach us more of Your ways. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, to look up every day, to remember that we are a project, God, that You're working on all of us. You're helping us to become more and more of what You want us to be. Teach us, Lord, not to stray. Help us, keep us in the narrow way. Help us to delight in You and all that you continue to do on our behalf. Bless us and guide us and make us a blessing to others. We ask and pray in Christ's name.